chapter 52. Dawn brought a mad bustle of activity to the army on the ridge, with fires being relit, Corporal Rubberdub beating all creatures to stations, and chieftains roaring commands. Damag Warfang had stolen a march on them. Perigord listened as the Squiddle lookout reported what he had seen at daybreak.
Major, those fires last night were naught but a bluff. Damag must have lit them and carried on marching forward. They split into two forces, and right now they're lying in the rift at both ends of the valley, waiting on some kind of signal to move.
On the right flank, half of the Rapscallion army crouched, led by the First Blade himself. He sat motionless as the Rat Henbit, who had headed the scouting expedition, told him what he had discovered.
Mightiness, there can't be more than 300 creatures atop of that ridge. A few hares and otters and some water hogs. The rest ain't much. Squirrels, mice and moles, with a scattering of those little raggy beasts that sail the streams. Shrews, I think they call them. They got plenty of weapons, but no chance of winning against 1,000 of us. Backside of the ridge is too steep and rocky. You'd be best advised to attack from this side, sire.
Damag Warfang peered upward, noting the piles of rock heaped along the heights and the big tree trunk positioned at its centre.
1,000 won't be needed to conquer 300. Blugach, you take half of this 500. Gribble, take word to Ratmark Scorp that he will send half of his force with Captain Blugach's fighters. Between them they should take the ridge. That is my command. Go now.
The little lad scurried along the defile to where the ferret Scorp lay waiting on the left flank. Tammo stood with Pask on one side of him and Galloper Riffle on the other. He leaned slightly forward and looked down the line. Tight-jawed and silent, the front rank waited, while behind them, the second rank, mainly archers, checked shafts and bowstrings. The young hare felt his limbs beginning to tremble. He looked down and noticed that the footpaws of Pask and Riffle were shaking also. Behind him, Skipper drummed his tail nervously on the ground.
"My old tail's just bumping about for the want of something to do,"
the otter leader chuckled encouragingly.
"'Tis all this waiting, I suppose, mates. Can you see him, Miss Pask?"
Gripping the cord of a sling like a vice, Pask nodded.
"Indeed I can, Skip. They're lying in the rift down there, waiting, same as we are. Do you suppose they're nervous too?"
Sergeant Torgok was pacing the ridge, keeping an eye on the front rank. He winked as he halted in front of her.
"Nervous, missy? I can see him quaking in the fur from here."
He waved his pace stick to where Perigord was perched on the pine trunk, leaning nonchalantly upon his sabre.
"What do you think, sir? Should we tell him what we think, the vermin?"
Waving back with his blade, the major smiled.
"Capital idea, son. Carry on!"